Om Shanti. Today is 28th May 2026. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan. And we'll now listen to the Bhog Sandesh message from Bab Dada via Shashi Didi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances of myself, as I reach the subtle region, what did I see there? Teachers from Bharat, foreign lands, and other brothers and sisters, Brahmin children, had already reached the subtle region. Baba said, Baba looked at me and then said, "Come, child, look at this very beautiful, loving gathering of Baba's beloved children. So whether it is the service companions or Baba's right-hand teacher, instrument souls, or Baba's other beloved children, Baba has invited them to the subtle region today. As Baba was giving drishti to all, everyone's form was becoming beautifully decorated, as though it was a gathering of kings and queens, so it was looking very beautiful. Baba too was very pleased to see all the children. There's a special group of Delhi teachers who have come for their bhatti in Pandavabhavan. Baba said, Baba is very pleased and has great pride in seeing these children. These are the children who have been specially chosen from Bharat and foreign lands, who have claimed all rights over Baba. These are the children who have all rights, the Adhikari children. They are the beloved deities of souls of the world. And seeing these children, these instrument souls, not only Baba but souls of the world also pleased to see them. And these are the souls who fulfill the pure desires of others. Baba then made all the children dance the divine dance, and as they were dancing, there was a shower of golden flowers on all the children from above. Baba said, these children are those who are sustained by blessings, they play with blessings, they're the ones who share and distribute blessings too. So Baba is very pleased to see such instrument souls who always play with the blessings. So as Baba took a few steps forward, the children asked Baba, "Where are you going?" So Baba said, "Come along with Baba." So as the children started to walk along with Baba, they went a bit ahead and saw a very large gate. It was a very strong, large gate. So Baba went through the gates. So the children started asking, how do we cross over these gates? Baba said, come children, come forward. But on the gate was written, may you be an instrument and may you be humble. So as the children was merging that blessing in their intellect, they were able to cross through the gates. And as they went ahead, there was a very beautiful place where there were two sets of stairs. So Baba asked the children to climb the stairs. So as climbing the stairs, as the children stood on that top point, they were able to see scenes of the entire globe. So Baba said, there are two steps. So as the children started to climb the stairs, for some the stairs started to fluctuate, sometimes their feet were slipping down from the step. Baba then said, look at the stairs closely. So on the first step was written, may you be a detached observer. And on the second step was written, the company of the Almighty Father. So as they stabilized themselves in that stage, they were able to place their feet on those steps, climb up and reach this top point where they were able to look at all the beautiful scenes of the entire world. Baba then said, you are able to see future scenes of the new world. You know what the new world is going to be like. So Baba is giving these experiences to the children. So as the children stood on this top point, what did they see in the second? In one area there was a huge storm, in another area some kind of fluctuation, chaos. There was earthquakes in another place, and the earth was shaking in different areas. In some areas there was total darkness. In one area, huge buildings were falling to the ground. So looking at all these scenes, some children started to get afraid. So Baba was observing the children and then he said, Baba has already given you children signals. The time is going to take on such forms. And seeing all these scenes, some children will be surprised, some will be scared. Some will have a lot of questions in their minds. Some will wonder what to do. We cannot see the path ahead. So the children looked towards Baba. Some went and held on to Baba's hand. So what did Baba then do? So Baba then gave the children an object that looked like a golden stand. So it was like a golden stick, and on the top of it there was a lot of light emanating out, and in the center of the light was an angel. So as Baba gave this object to everyone, this stand, this stick, so such pure light was emerging from the stick, from the stand. So the light that was moving up, that was sparkling. And the angel was emerging from that light. So the sparkling light was reaching all corners of the world. So the storms, strong winds, the fluctuation just transformed into beautiful lush greenery and a beautiful area, beautiful world. Baba then explained, the times that are coming now is going to present scary circumstances on one hand, and certain circumstances that you never thought about, such situations are going to come in front of the children. Thirdly, nature is also going to play her games. But in the fourth area, and you children have to create your inner stage that is of pure gold. For that, look at this object, and the center of the stick was written, honesty, cleanliness, and clarity. So firstly, children have to imbibe such clean and honest, pure thoughts, maintain a clear connection with the Father, and as you have this clear connection with the Father, wherever you are, rays of light will spread out and bring about glorification, and people will feel that this some angel has come in front of us. The Father has given the children such a responsibility that according to the time, with light you have to bring about transformation with your angelic form. You have to take on that form of the beloved deity for your devotees, show them the path, fulfill their inner desires. As the children reach their complete stage, that will bring about transformation, that will bring about revelation. So the more you have pure thoughts in your mind, there will be the attraction of Maya in different forms, there will be different kinds of delusions brought about by Maya, but maintain your pure golden stage and sparkle as that golden stage. This is what Baba wishes to see in the children. Baba then gave each child a golden flower. Baba said, these instrument souls have come. Baba's invited them to the subtle region as well. So as Baba gave each child a golden flower, so rays of light were sprinkling on this golden flower, and each petal of this golden flower was also sharing rays of light all around. Baba said, all the children who have come to the subtle region today, on the day of the Satkurva, Baba is looking at each child in their original pure golden stage. You are golden children, always maintain your golden stage. You are the future emperors and empresses of that golden world, the future world. You are soon to go there. So this is why Baba was seeing, visualizing the children in that golden complete stage. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba fed the bhog to all the children. And once again, Baba gave each child a golden flower in their hand. I then shared with Baba messages for those who had specially sent remembrances. Baba in return said, when the children offer bhog to Baba, they have many thoughts in their mind and they wonder what Baba's message in return will be. So Baba said, the message for everyone is that whichever soul you send vibrations to, you offer bhog for, the future of that soul will always be very enlightened. They will experience more special experiences through their own fortune and strength. Baba then gave remembrances to all and I returned. Om Shanti.